is 99.7 FM Berryville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
I've got to let you know that at age 80, Rod Stewart still has that ultra-thick head of hair. I did discover that, not personally discover, but I did research online and found out that it is real. Lucky dog. Here I am, half his age, and I'm thinning like crazy on top. Even in the back now, I discovered. More reason to be excited, right? It's Young Turks.
Tired as they drove them through the night, they were so excited. In the middle of another 50-minute music hour.
Just good song after good song.
On 99.7 Max FM.
Show you what I'm made of. I can see you. You're
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Always cool when you look back on some of the songs that not only were featured in major motion pictures, but also were written for those films. This song, definitely one of the most popular in history. John Parr on Max FM.
Growing up, you don't see the writing on the wall. Passing by. You know.
some hits.
Together to get you through the day.
We don't put you to sleep at work.
Good music.
Good music.
Max is on the job. 99.7 Max FM.
Welcome to your life.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Tears for Fears with Jay in the afternoon on this Thursday. You know, composting has always been kind of an interesting thing to me. I always, when it came to like going to the compost with your lawn clippings, or maybe in the fall when you remove all of the leaves and stuff from your yard, bring them to the compost, and you pay a pretty small fee to drop off those compost items. And then sometime later, when they have broken down and turned into soil, people pay to buy them back. So it's really one of the only situations, when you think about it, where you would pay to get rid of something and pay to buy it back a short time later. Well, we are learning all about composting today. At least you should be, because today is National Learn About Composting Day.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Spring Fling Tractor Pull is roaring back in town on Saturday, May 31st. Gates will open at 4 p.m. This is at Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. That's in Prairie du Sac. $15 gets you in. You can watch high-powered action at the Badger State Tractor Pullers, featuring classes like Limited Pro Tractor, Limited Light Superstock. Live music will be starting at 8 p.m. with High Mileage. Food, drinks, and family fun await. Don't miss one of Sauk Prairie's proudest and loudest events of the year. You can get all the details by visiting saukprairieffa.com. Again, this is on Saturday, May 31st from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. And that, again, is at the FFA Alumni Park in Prairie du Sac. On Sunday, June 1st, the Reedsburg Municipal Airport will be hosting their fly-in, drive-in breakfast. The 73rd annual event will feature a pancake breakfast, plus planes, custom and classic cars, plane displays, helicopter and plane rides. They'll also have DJ, games, great food, and so much fun. This, again, is going to be happening on Sunday, June 1st from 7 a.m. until noon. It's the 73rd annual Reedsburg Community Fly-in, Drive-in Pancake Breakfast. It all goes down on Sunday, June 1st. raf-club.com for more details. And now, of course, every Wednesday and Saturday through the month of October, it's the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Find incredible fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. It's 8 a.m. until 12:30 every Wednesday and Saturday, again until October. You can follow them on Facebook and see who will be attending the Farmers Market each day, just like Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Weicker Realtors Great Day gives you an easy-to-understand real estate process from the moment of first meeting to getting the keys in your hands for your new home. Trusted realtors who are in your community to serve you with all your real estate needs in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County areas. Call today, 608-356-0120, and we will guide you through your real estate, lending, insurance, and all of the steps of your real estate journey. Your community realtors, Weicker Realtors Great Day, downtown Baraboo, greatdaybrokers.com.
I used to think maybe you love me. Now, baby, I'm sure.
Malibu's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Take me back right away, won't you, baby? Tender road you've got to be.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Enough to get excited right there. Pointer Sisters are on 99.7 Max FM. Jay out of time. Hey, Aaron is coming in next. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and I'll catch you tomorrow afternoon. Going to kick off the weekend.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that. And they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. Two-thirds of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. we need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now, two federal judges have struck down most of President Trump's tariffs. A second ruling today from a federal district court judge in Washington ruled President Trump does not have the legal authority to impose tariffs on an emergency basis. You might call it self-doging. First, Elon Musk, and now the highest levels of his Department of Government Efficiency, are exiting Washington. A federal judge is stopping the Trump administration from revoking Harvard's ability to enroll international students. Professor Nancy Gibbs with the Harvard Kennedy School tells ABC News.
In a way, this is about all of higher education all over the country. This is about students all over the country. This is about research and progress all over the country and all over the world. This is in no way is this just about Harvard. We just happen to be the face of it, but this is about everyone.
Reports say Israel and Hamas may have a 60-day ceasefire deal. The White House says it's a U.S. plan, but didn't confirm a truce. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Milwaukee man convicted of animal neglect 2 years ago faces similar charges. We get more from Ted Allen.
49-year-old Larry McAdoo is accused of providing improper animal shelter sanitation standards after investigators found dogs, birds, and a rabbit in his home covered in food and animal waste. Police previously seized over 100 animals, ranging from dogs and birds to alligators and a goat, from his home on Milwaukee's north side in 2022. A judge convicted McAdoo the following year on two felonies and ordered him not to have animals for a year.
The man accused of killing and dismembering a young Milwaukee woman last year is facing trial. Prosecutors called 11 witnesses yesterday in the first day of trial against Maxwell Anderson. Anderson faces charges of first-degree homicide and mutilating a corpse. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or a small storm popping up this afternoon. Otherwise, this evening, we dry things out and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and warmer. Highs today will flirt with 70 and by tomorrow, reaching near 80. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Forget the day and dream of a girl I
I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
is 99.7 FM Barraville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Security come through.